Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
One dead following head-on crash on Garner Lake Road. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 32-year-old man has died following a head-on crash involving a vac truck in a construction zone on Garner Lake Road Wednesday afternoon. According to Campbell County Sheriff Lieutenant Dan Mall, Jordan Callender was driving a 2021 GMC Sierra Southwest when, for reasons still under investigation, the pickup crossed the center line and collided head-on with a 2015 Western Star vac truck traveling in the opposite direction. Gillette police officers and Campbell County Fire Department personnel responded to the scene and provided emergency medical care. Firefighters had to extricate Callender from the wreckage before he was transported to Campbell County Health, where he later died from his injuries. The driver of the vac truck, a 50-year-old man, and his 39-year-old passenger were treated for injuries and later released. Investigators with the Wyoming Highway Patrol and the Campbell County Sheriff's Office say skid marks were found from the vac truck, but none were observed from the GMC pickup. Authorities have not yet determined why the pickup crossed into oncoming traffic. The crash remains under investigation. Bighorn County pair charged following suspicious death of infant. A Bighorn County man and woman are facing child endangerment charges after the suspicious death of an infant in Manderson. Cowboy State Daily reported, in court documents, 22-year-old Destiny Studi told investigators she found her infant unresponsive Monday morning after putting the child to bed several hours earlier. The baby was taken to Three Rivers Hospital in Basin, where authorities launched an investigation. Agents with the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation say they later searched the family's camper and found what they described as unsafe and unsanitary living conditions, including no running water, an inoperative sewer system, temperatures near 95 degrees, human and animal waste, and a urine-soaked crib. Investigators also recovered suspected marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a pipe that tested presumptively positive for methamphetamine. Court records show the Wyoming Department of Family Services had responded to the home several times in recent months over concerns about the child's welfare, but was reportedly denied access to the camper. 60-year-old Travis Studi is charged with felony child endangerment involving methamphetamine, along with several misdemeanor charges, including drug possession. Destiny Studi faces misdemeanor counts of child endangerment and reckless endangering. She has pleaded not guilty. Authorities have not released the infant's cause of death, and investigators say the case remains under investigation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.